Questions number 1A, 1B, and 1C.
North America's overdependence on plastic shopping bags has been an issue for some time. Over 100 billion of these bags are used annually in the U.S. alone, over three times what it was 30 years ago. Environmentalists like to cite reasons for limiting their use, such as sea turtles and other marine life forms endangering themselves by eating the bags. But are plastic bags really all that bad? One-piece plastic shopping bags already accounted for 80% of the European bag market when U.S. supermarket chains began introducing them in the late 1970s. Around that time, U.S. environmental groups began pointing out that all the tree cutting necessary to produce paper shopping bags was destroying nature. Plastic shopping bags were also much cheaper to manufacture than paper ones, and now plastic shopping bags have become far more common globally than paper bags. The following facts also point in favor of plastic over paper. More water and energy is necessary to produce paper bags than plastic bags, and they contribute more to global warming. The plastic used to make shopping bags is derived from ethane, which is a byproduct of the natural gas refining process. Using this ethane provides a solution to harmful emissions that would otherwise pollute the atmosphere. And what happens when paper bags are disposed of? They leave a far bigger environmental footprint than plastic shopping bags because they are almost seven times heavier and emit more greenhouse gases when burned. Plastic shopping bags may cause harm to some marine animals, but other than that, the argument against them doesn't seem strong enough.